This is a dictation for Diane Hunt. DianeHunt, date of birth 3/15/1959, date of accident 7/27/2021. Date of service is 9/15/2022. The patient Diane Hunt is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has been undergoing physical therapy and chiropractic and acupuncture. Her accident date is 7/27/2021, almost over a year ago. And her pain in the neck is reported to be 7 to 8. And pain in the left shoulder is also reported to be 7 to 8. there's no pain in the middle back and the lower back. However, the neck pain is radiating to the left arm and involving all the five fingers. There is some numbness in the left lateral part of the thigh due to some muscle spasm. However, she had no pain in the lower back at all. At this time, pain level varies from 5 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected 7, with 90% improvement in the pains so far with all the therapies. The patient has not been forthcoming for any injection treatment. She does not want any surgical opinions for her issues. They'll be discussed in the plan of care. At this time, ADLs that are reported affected are work, sleep and enjoyment of life 9, walking ability is 8, and general activity, mood, and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the neurology, in the system review neurology check, there is a dizziness, vertigo, headaches that are continuing to the tune of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly occupying the front of the head. But they're not severe and not so often. Associated with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance, and anxiety. There is no associated vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the vision, or any blackout, seizures. No confusion, disorientation, no loss of memory or lack of focus. No depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the left shoulder, neck, and decreased range of motion of the left shoulder to 110 degrees of abduction maximum, and also pain in the neck and the left shoulder. There is some pain in the left wrist and hand with numbness of all the five fingers. There is some pain in the left hip and left ankle and foot. Some difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a frequency of urination. However, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequent painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty in breathing, but there is no asthma, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and it remains the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Any substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination was all of the professionals. 136 over 76, pulse is 62, pulse ox 100. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 8/18/2022, dictation number is 0819-050. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy at once a week. She has already had a physical therapy for entire year. No further relief is possible. She can drive locally, but she remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. And patient is again informed about her options, including injection treatment and also surgical treatment that she is not interested. The MRIs were discussed at length. She has a suppressed spinatus, infraspinatus tendinosus, of the left shoulder joint and AC joint osteoarthritis. She also has been found to have a disc herniation at C5-6 and C6-7, for which surgical epidural sciatic nerve may bring additional help. At this time, patient is not interested. She's been advised about home exercises, stretching and spine traction, exercise yoga. I'm also providing her an infrared device for further help at home for neck and the shoulder in lieu of surgery and injections that she didn't want. Regarding the treatment, regarding the medication, she's been provided the following medications, which is Mobic 7.5 twice a day, Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for, or 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran 50 milligram one or two every 6 hour PRN for pain, Elevil 50 milligram at night for pain relief and muscle relaxation and sleep help, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pains, Pyrazine one or two every 6 hour PRN for headaches, Voltaren gel for local pain relief. She's being provided with a rotator locker, neck brace, neck pillow, surgical traction also. Once again, if she provides a consent for getting injection, we'll be more than happy. Otherwise, her physical therapy is all done for last 1 year. There's no further relief. She should be doing home exercises. Thank you.